రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫస్ట్ కాంటో 10th కాంటో చాప్టర్ 1 టెక్స్ట్ 68 or 69 టెక్స్ట్ 69 ఉగ్రసేనం లాస్ట్ దొరకాలేగా Which one is final? 68 or 69? 69, na? Ugrasenam cha pitaram yadu bhojanandhakadidam యదు భోజనాంధకాధియం స్వయం నిగ్రహే విభుజే సురసేనం మహాబల ఉగ్రసేనం చ పితరం యదు భోజనాంధకాదిపం స్వయం నిగ్రహే బుభుజే సూరసేనాన్ మహాబల ఉగ్రసేనం చ పితరం యదు భోజనాంధకాధిపం స్వయం నిగ్రహే బుభుజే సూరసేన మహాబల. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. ఉగ్రసేనం చ పితరం విజయ సూరసేన మహాబల చ పితరం యదు భోజనాంధకాదిపం స్వయం నిగ్రహే బుభుజే సూరసేన మహాబల ఉగ్రసేనం చ పితరం యదు భోజనాంధకాదిపం స్వయం నిగ్రహే బుభుజే సూరసేన మహాబల ఉగ్రసేనం చ పితరం ఇదు భోజనాంధకాధిపం సూరసేన మహాబల. మాతాజీస్ ఉగ్రసేనం చ పితరం యదు భోజనాంధకాధికం స్వయం నిగ్రహే బుభుజే వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ ఉగ్రసేనం అంటూ ఉగ్రసేన చ అండ్ పితరం హూ వాజ్ హిస్ ఓన్ ఫాదర్ యదు ఆఫ్ ద యదు డైనస్టీ భోజ ఆఫ్ ద భోజ్ డైనస్టీ Andhaka of the Andhaka dynasty, Adhipam, the king, Swayam, personally, Nigraha, subduing, Bubuje, enjoyed, Surasena, all the states known as Surasena, Mahabala, the extremely powerful Kamsa. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Kamsa, the most powerful son of Ugrasena, even imprisoned his own father, the king of the Yadu, Bhoja, and Andhaka dynasty, and personally ruled the states known as Surasena. Purport, the state known as Mathura was also included within the states known as Surasena. Om Jnanat Mirindasya Jnananjana Salaga Chakshurun Mitamayana Tasme Sri Gurvana He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishvanu Sate Devi Pranamame Haribhi Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garada Sivatsadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna. This chapter 1, from beginning we are discussing many points of why Lord Krishna appears in this world, and how a living entity develops enviousness for the Supreme Lord. And it, because of this envious nature of a living entity, Srila Prabhupada says, because of we got envious of Supreme Lord, that's why we came into this material world. So in one sense, every living entity, either in small person or big person, has a demonic mentality. This living entity is denying Lord Krishna as a being a supreme enjoyer. When he comes into contact of material world, he denies, because he thinks, why he is only the enjoyer? As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, ki bhoktaram yagatapsa, I am the supreme enjoyer. Whereas here we want to become an enjoyer. And that mentality is nothing but a demonic mentality, either in small person or big person. Everyone wants to become a Ishvara, Chota Ishvara. If not possible, big Ishvara, then we want to become a Ishvara. And it increases when one gets material opulence like money, power, prestige. It enhances, multiplies, double, triple, four. Until and unless one does not have like power or anything, he remains very normal. He understands ki now I cannot do big thing. And as soon as he gets an opportunity, like Lord gives sometime empowerment, and that empowerment makes him more pride, and he develops more and more demonic nature. Because now he thinks, this person cannot harm me, then he increases, then one person one, two person two, as much as he develops a strength, like somebody can lift 5 kg, then he have pride of 5 kg, but he understand now I cannot lift the 10 kg, but as soon as he gets that strength, then he develops the pride of 10 kg. So like this, from eternal time, living entity continues his enviousness toward the Supreme Lord. Here Kamsa also, it's described here, in past life he was Kalnemi. So that time also he was envious about the Lord Krishna, and he wanted to kill Lord, like Mr. Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, many people, Mr. Duryodhana and company. From eternal time, like Satyuga to Kaliyuga, in all Yuga there are many misters, and they always try to remove the Supreme. They try to reject the supremacy of the Lord because they want to become a Supreme. Suppose if I want to become a king, it means I have to remove the king who is sitting already on the throne. So if living entity wants to become an Ishwar, then he has to remove the Ishwar concept from this world itself. That's why there are many propaganda going on in the society to remove the Ishwar and try to become the Ishwar. Ki we are the Ishwar, not there is a no God. That's why whole world is now trying this to remove the Ishwar with many propagandas. Like when devotee goes for preaching, for any service, like nowadays book distribution is going on. So many devotees goes out. So people try to create many problems to the devotees. So they could not perform the service. They try to create obstacles. Sometimes our own mind, from our own mind to outer appearance also. Sometimes we create, our mind also create, oh, why to do this service? Nothing will happen. Then when we go out, we get many negativity in the society. When you go preach, they create obstacle. Like Srila Prabhupada, when he started preaching activity, many people objected him. Nobody was helping him. But still he continued. But Lord always protects the devotee. Only the matter of faith, ki we don't have that conviction. I was hearing one lecture of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj was telling ki Lord always protects the devotee. There is no such a fear. When devotee preach, there should not be fear. Because Krishna will protect. Maybe sometime you can see these demonic people may have so much strength. They may be more powerful than devotee. They may be in more number compared to devotee. Like in Mahabharata, Kauravas were in large numbers. It was seen that it was impossible for Pandavas to get victory over the Kauravas. Still, because they have took the shelter of Lord Krishna, they got victory. So the lacking is that we don't have that faith. We don't have that conviction. That's why we don't surrender to Krishna. And rather than one surrenders to his own ability, his own strength, his own money, his own influence, and living entity thinks ki this will save me. Rather than Krishna, they approach many other things. Like in case of Draupadi also, she tried for her help to her husbands first. Ki, please protect me. Then she approached many kings, those who are sitting around there. And at the end, she tried to caught hold of her own sari also. Ki, somehow I will save myself with my own strength. When she failed in all direction, then only she approached to Lord Krishna. That is what condition. We try many efforts to save ourselves with this demonic propensity which is going on in the society, and we don't take shelter of the movement or Lord Krishna instruction of given by acharyas, then we definitely going to be failure. And then at the end also you have to take the shelter of Lord and instructions. So like that, when we are preaching, we can see easily demonic mentality in every living entity. They try to remove the Krishna itself. Somehow they are angry because their desires are not fulfilled. So they deny existence of Lord himself. One devotee, he was distributing books on the street. Somehow he met one person. And person, he approached that person, please take this book. It's very nice book, Bhagavad Gita. And immediately that person said, don't approach me. I am atheist. I don't believe in God. Don't approach me. I don't like. But devotee still said, okay, you are atheist. Then it is very good. Because you are an atheist and I am devotee, so it is good opportunity to discuss with each other. Because demons always they try their best intelligence to remove the God from the society. But Krishna is the unlimited supplier of the intelligence. He gives more intelligence to devotee how to tackle the situation. On the spot, instant flow. And devotee immediately try to preach him ki now it is very good, let's discuss ki why you don't accept the God, why, what is your problem, try to see this book Bhagavad Gita. He said no, I am atheist. And after some discussion on Bhagavad Gita, he caught hold of Bhagavad Gita in his hand. Somehow Krishna made a magic trick on him. Then he said, actually I am not atheist, but I am angry with the Krishna. I am angry with the God. Because many bad things happened in my life. My wife ran away. My business is gone, finished. So I don't believe in Krishna. I don't want to read this Bhagavad Gita. That's why I was denying you. But that devotee approach, ki all solutions are there. You should try to understand in better way what is the life. Then he read one page. In that page he got his answer, then immediately he purchased the Bhagavad Gita. Like even atheist can become theist. Just by having access to this instruction, one of the devotees was telling me, ki when we are distributing this book, actually we are giving opportunity to Acharya or Lord himself to speak with the people. Sometimes we only preach, but we give this opportunity to Acharya to preach to the mass people. Because when people will read this book, then who is preaching the instruction? Whatever, Vani of the Srila Prabhupada, Vani of the Lord Krishna. He said, that allows you to become an instrument in the preaching mission. So this is also a very good opportunity. So like that, many demonic people will change just by reading this scripture or by getting this instruction. Otherwise demonic mentality will never go from within or out also. We also get many time problems, but when we read this book Bhagavad Gita, we easily come out of our problems. We understand why many things happening with us in real life. Many incidents, Bhagavad Gita and this scripture will not help only others. It will also help to us also, personally level. Like when you do this service, when you give this knowledge to others, it helps to increasing in your faith also. Because when you distribute this book and when you see how it working in the society, how people's life is changing, then it gives you faith that this book is really working. Like one devotee was telling me, there was one man who was very upset from his life and he almost decided to commit suicide, to die. So he sat in his car and he locked his car from all sides, glasses locked, door locked. And there was some chemical in car, monoxide something. He started removing that monoxide and he thought this monoxide will increase in the car and after some time I will die in the car. So he planned to commit suicide with that car monoxide. And he sat in the car. He locked car from all sides. Meanwhile, devotees, those who are distributing books on the signal, they always approach car people. Some devotee knocked the glass of the car. And suddenly, he already started removing that monoxide. It was coming from the car, but this devotee was knocking like anything. Open the glass, open the glass. And he was denying, what is this? Go away. I don't want. From inside only, he was showing his hand, get out. But devotee is still approaching, open, come on. And at the end, he opened that glass. He said, what is this? What you are giving? He said, I am giving you Bhagavad Gita. He said, I don't want, I'm going to die. What I will do this with this book? And devotee said, anyhow you are going to die, take this book and die. Then this person said, okay, yaar, ye, this fellow will not leave the me. Ye mera picha nahi chhodega. Isse achha jaan chhudane ke liye le leta hu. Then I will commit suicide very peacefully. Le bhai, how much? He said, $5. And he gave $10. Anyhow, I'm going to die. What I will do with money? Give him $10 and get out from here. And he, in that way, he purchased that Bhagavad Gita. And that monoxide was coming. But somehow he thought, what is this book? Let me see it. And he turned the page and he read one sentence, don't waste human form of life. And as soon as he read that sentence, and suddenly became interested. Don't waste human form of life? Means what? Then next page. Next page. Then he stopped all monoxide. He came out of the car and he became the devotee. So when we see such incident, it gives us strong faith ki how this book is so powerful. It increases our faith on the scripture, on the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, on the Vani of Lord Krishna, ki how it is working. Sometimes we get Maharaj, it is not working on me. But when we see it's working, then we again start reading Bhagavad Gita. We get faith. That one of the thing which I found, one more thing I will tell you, given when we get Maharaj, this knowledge helps us to come out of that stress, that anxiety, that happening. Sometimes people think Bhagavad Gita is only, you know, some theory. It's not a practical application of the life. I will tell you, it is very much applied in any kind of stress. Recently, a few months before, I met one very big businessman. I just went to invite him for a program. So he asked me to sit. And he started discussing ki Prabhuji, actually I was having, let me tell you one thing about me. He said, I was having 6 factories and after that 4 is closed down. Only 2 factories are now I have. And I was so much in tension for a month. Against me many court cases are going on. Police wala is coming. They want my house. Once upon a time, I was the king of whole state. Big, big minister used to come my home and they take lunch and dinner. Such king I was there. And suddenly everything collapsed. And my face was totally ruined. I was so much in anxiety, what to do. I was so much depressed. And I said, that turned me into the spirituality. And he was really glorifying the Bhagavad Gita of Srila Prabhupada. He was having many books in his library. Somehow he was stressed sitting and he read this book of Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita. And that made him to come back again to appropriate me. He said, I am reading from long time this book and this book changed my life. Now I understood why many things happening with me. Now I am not very much attached to my house. Let my house take away. Earlier I was fighting to save everything. Now I gave up everything. Now I get up daily morning 3 o'clock and daily come in my office and read Bhagavad Gita and do chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. 4 to 9 I am coming daily from last 2-3 months. And it is working on me like anything. Now my face is grown up. Now there is no stress on me. Now I gave up everything. I gave my 2 factory to my son and whatever I was having, my business in foreign country, my managers are managing. Now I came out of everything and now I become totally spiritual. Now I understood how these things are happening and I'm taking very positively. You see, where is such a businessman who was totally engrossed in business, turn his life into the Bhagavad Gita. Even devotee don't get up, but now he's getting up 3 o'clock and he's reading Bhagavad Gita daily morning. And he was sharing with me daily, it's very nice, so much, it helped me to come out so many problems. So like I have seen many people's approach, and somehow they came into touch with this book and changed their life and saved this life. So this demonic, even we say this demonic, because we don't read this book, we don't give access to the people to read. People, demonic people will stop your activities, they will not give you permission. But devotees are always smart, they find out new ideas. Like many devotees now, they are doing value education, they are going school to school, home to home, and introducing new ideas. I can see here also they started this Tula Dan and many activities, new ideas. They may stop one activity, devotees will find out 10 activities to reach the people. It is stated in Bhavishya Puran that in early yuga, people used to approach sadhu, but now Kali Yuga, sadhu has to go door of the people. So now this knowledge has to go. In early age, there is no problem. If Sukhdev Goswami will sit, everyone will gather and hear nicely. Even maybe today's technology, maybe people think there is so much technology, nobody will read book. That is our illusion. People still are reading the books. They are coming to the books. Nobody read long time this mobiles or gadget. They come to the books. So many things are there. I will share one more thing with all of you. Ki how even Bhagavad Gita tricks many people. One devotee called up, like he was following many hotels. So he phoned one hotel manager, ki we want to keep Bhagavad Gita in your hotels. Please allow us and purchase some 100 books and keep in your rooms. And that hotel manager denied, no, we don't keep this religious book. Don't call again. We are not interested at all. So devotee said, okay. And after few months, 2-3 months, say, that same manager called up that devotee, please bring 100 books to our hotel. We want to keep your books. And this devotee went there. He said, what happened? You are the same person who rejected. He said, yes, we rejected. What happened? Once, one person came to our hotel and he booked the one room. And that time this book was on our reception only, one book only. Sometimes they keep some books on reception. And somehow he took that Bhagavad Gita. He said, what is this book? They said it's some religious book. But somehow he took that Bhagavad Gita for reading and he went to his room and then he came back with inquiry, where is this book? Who is the, means where it is printed, etc., etc. So the manager asked, what happened? He said, actually I came to your hotel to commit suicide. So I'm supposed to commit suicide in your hotel. I took all medicine and I'm supposed to take all medicine. But meanwhile, I took this Bhagavad Gita and I read. I said, before dying, let me see what is this book. And somehow we've gone through that Bhagavad Gita and saved the life. Like that Bhagavad Gita, don't save only this life. It's a gross body. It also saves our spirituality also. It gives the message, one spirit soul to go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, many people read many things that does not give knowledge. And people are looking for this. Sometimes we think they are not interested. So if we really want to remove this demonic mentality within us also and from the people also, these books are the best weapon. Unlimited stories of Bhagavad Gita distribution. So as time limit, so I will stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have any correction, you can tell me. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So Prabhuji is telling this, so Prabhupada's purport is to attract the conditioned soul of the Kali Yuga. It's a very good point he is saying. Yeah, Prabhupada's purport attracts the people. Those they want, they will get same page, same line only, same medicine. And they found it is, one of the businessmen was talking to me, he is also very influential, I will give you brief. He said, man ka sunna chahiye ki buddhi ka sunna chahiye? He was asking this question. He was having this question ki kisko sunna chahiye? And meanwhile, he was having Bhagavad Gita of Srila Prabhupada and he turned the page and he read that sloka ki what is a higher mind or intelligence. And immediately he got answer and from that day, even though he is a very big businessman, still he is regularly wants to study Bhagavad Gita. He approached devotee, please, one of you come, maybe weekly or 15 days and sit with me. I want to discuss with you Bhagavad Gita. So suddenly he became interested when he found the solution for him in the Bhagavad Gita. So it's very much true, your point. Thank you. Hare Krishna. We stop here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. We will talk personally, you have something publicly. Okay, Hare Krishna.